as we are right now actually connecting. Hey, heads up, Stephen, here we go. Michelle Cook is the winner of the primary race for Clay County Sheriff. It's been a busy night. You've had a lot of family and friends around. First off, congratulations. What do you say about the big primary win tonight, Michelle?
Thank you. Thank you. I just, you know, my team is excited and we are, you know, grateful and just, you know, enjoying tonight. And then we get back to work tomorrow for the November election.
Yeah, you do face a write-in challenger. You never want to necessarily discount anything, but someone who hasn't really raised a lot of attention or money in the race, so you don't count your chickens before they're hatched. But are you already starting to think ahead to leadership in Clay County, and what's needed most?
The thing that's needed most is just, you know, a shot in the arm with some integrity and you know, really reminding the men and women of the Clay County Sheriff's Office how great they are, the wonderful work they do, and just, you know, giving a big thanks to the citizens of Clay County.
How difficult was this race running against, number one, an incumbent under investigation, and then in the closing days as charges were filed behind the scenes, that had to change some approach, I would imagine?
You know, not really. We've been campaigning hard for 223 days, and we just never took our foot off the gas. Even when the pandemic hit, we just regrouped and reorganized, but we never stopped. We never let up. And I think that was very telling with today's results. We were out there every single day working.
Surprised at all at how the incumbent Sheriff Darrell Daniels performed just about over 3,000 votes behind you?
You know, I haven't looked at the final numbers. So, you know, I really can't speak to that.
How do you ensure that you can bring in some of the supporters from the Daniels administration, and how important is it to you that you keep some cohesion within the department going?
It's absolutely, I mean, that absolutely has to happen. And, you know, I'll work every single day to earn everybody's trust.
As we heard from your soon-to-be colleague, assuming both of you move on to victory in November, Rob Hardwick in St. John's County, the issues of body cameras and police brutality has been front and center over the last several months. Where is there room at the table for the voices that we have heard come from the community? Do they have a seat at your table going forward?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Sorry, I got people taking pictures of me.
That's all right. No sweat.
Yeah. You know, everybody has a voice at the table, no matter who you are, what you believe. You know, the job of the law enforcement leader is to allow everybody to have a voice at the table, because public safety is in everybody's interest.
And you've seen growth in areas around Doctors Lake and Middleburg, Green Cove Springs. You're going to need to be vocal and visible in communities that maybe weren't necessarily just Orange Park, for example.
You're right. You're right. I mean, I've driven around every inch of Clay County, and, you know, the good thing is I grew up out here, so I'm very familiar with the county and all the neighborhoods, and I will definitely, I will definitely be seen around.
All right, congratulations on your primary victory tonight, Michelle Cook, the winner of the Clay County Sheriff's Office primary. We'll be in touch, obviously, over the coming weeks and months ahead as we say goodbye to Michelle Cook in Clay County. We'll continue to keep you up to date throughout the night.